ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا، إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The most important theme in Islam that occupies the center stage in our religion and in every religion is the question and the concept of akhlaq and manners. Manners are the real fruit of religions, all divine religions. It's the real fruits of the hard working and the struggles of the messengers and the prophets and the apostles that God sent to the humanity. And akhlaq is the source of dignity and honor and value for every human being. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, رب عزيز أذله خلقه وذليل أعزه خلقه. How often that I see sometimes a person who has a family, good family roots, he has wealth, he has education, but he has no value in the society because he has no good manners. And how often I see someone who has no powerful family or tribe, neither he or she has wealth or even education, but that person is honorable in the community because of his or her manners, because of akhlaq. And this is very true in every society. In every society, religious societies and non-religious or secular societies, Islamic societies and non-Islamic societies. The value of the family, the value of the individual, the value of the society, the value of the people is based on their manners. The degree and the level of their ethical commitment, of their good manners. And when we say akhlaq, akhlaq, they fall in three different categories or three different levels. It begins with thinking, with the way you think. Is your thinking moral, ethical, or not? Begins with your heart. And then we come to the sayings and the actions, the second and the third stage. But the first stage is the qalb, your heart, your mind, your thoughts. The tongue and the limbs are the reflection, the translation, the manifestation of your heart. And therefore, one day when we say something good, then this means the heart, the mind is safe and healthy and good. And if we choose to use bad words and bad statements, then this means there is some sickness in the heart and the mind. And if we choose to hurt someone physically, the limbs, be it eyes, ears, hands, arms, when they do something wrong, then again, this is the reflection of your heart, the innermost. The heart is not healthy. People who always harass others, annoy them, disrespect them, do injustice to them, this means that there is something inside, something is broken. The heart isn't broken. The character is broken. So one, the thinking, our thinking is safe, definitely our sayings and our actions are going to be safe too, are going to be healthy. This verse has four types of advice to us. A father advising his son, Luqman. Number one, he says to him, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not turn your face away from people in scorn. تُصَعِرْ comes from the verb in Arabic called سَعَرْ. And سَعَرْ is a type of disease that used to strike on camels in the desert. When they get this disease, their neck is not straightened. It would be turned away. Their necks will be turned away. Sa'ara. So Allah is giving them an example that they understand. Don't turn your face away in scorn. Don't turn it away from people. Do not avoid speaking in a boastful manner with people. وَلَا تُصَعَّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. When you speak, when you deal, you have to be very humble. Don't look at your background and people's background. Don't compare yourself to people. Say one thing. When you speak to anyone, any person, say, I'm a human being and he's a human being. We share a humanity. Maybe we don't share education. We do not share profession. We don't share religion. We don't share color. We don't share the language. But we share something more important than all these things. And that's humanity. We are both human. So don't turn away. وَلَا تُصَعَّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. And note that the Quran is not saying, do not turn your face away from the believers or the Muslims or those who accept God. He's saying, لِلنَّاسِ, for all people. Those who believe and those who do not believe. Those who are religious and those who are not religious. Those who pray and those who don't pray. Don't turn your face away from them. وَلَا تُصَعَّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. The second, Imam al-Sadiq, when it comes to this particular verse, term, وَلَا تُصَعَّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, he says, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, أي لا تذل للناس طمعا فيما عندهم. Do not cheapen yourself, devalue yourself before arrogance because of the desire you have in them, in their wealth, in their help, in whatever. Don't lower yourself. Lower yourself before God. The only one that deserves that we lower ourselves to Him and put our forehead on dust before Him is Allah subhanahu. Because God does not take advantage of us. We take advantage of each other. Sometimes we become uncontrollable. Our thoughts, our manners get out of control. But God keeps his thoughts under control always. He does not take advantage of us. The second instruction, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, nor walk exultantly upon earth with a jubilance. Do not do that. Don't walk on earth triumphantly. You feel that you are the victor. You are always the conqueror. Nobody can defeat you. You are number one. Do not walk on earth with this spirit, with the spirit of vanity and insolence. And there are many interpretations for this among the Mufassirin. Some of them, they say, when you walk, you have to have a reason. One's reason for walking about should not be vanity and insolence on the earth. Whenever we walk, we have to learn from others. We have to see, we have to reflect, we have to ponder. We have to meditate when you walk. Try to teach yourself. When you walk in the land, try to educate yourself. Try to change yourself by looking at people, looking at others. Do not be insolent. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Because after every jubilation, there is sadness. Believe me. God is testing us in our walk, in our vision, in what we see, what we hear, what we do. It's all test. So be careful of what is going to happen next. Don't lose yourself. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. God does not love those who are vain, glorious, and boaster. And then he comes to number 3 and 4. Number 3 says, وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ, be moderate in your pace. And there are different interpretations for this. One of them is, neither be lazy when you walk. Walking here, not just walking, stepping on the floor, on the ground. It means work. When you work, when you produce. Neither be lazy nor be hasty. وَابْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Be moderate. Be moderate in your life. Avoid being lazy. And neither always run and run and run and run without a break. Without paying attention to your family. They say, if you want to see how some, you know, Arab people walk. By the way, I'm an Arab, so no insult to anyone. The man is there and his wife is 50 meters behind him. This is what some people do. Without any consideration to their families, to their relatives. So neither lazy nor hasty. You can reach your destination. Don't worry. Don't run. The other interpretation says, you have to direct your walking. You have to walk for a purpose. You have to have a purpose for every motion, for every action, for every step that you take in this life. وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ, be moderate. In your life, you have to have a mission. Allah has given us everything. Everything that we deserve and sometimes we do not deserve. Then we have to utilize what He has given us to build ourselves, to build our families, to build our life, to build our communities, to strengthen those people who are around us, to save them, to protect them. So every step is counted. So you have to direct your destination, your direction, your walk, your amal, your struggle in this life. وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. The last one is, lower your voice. And this is, it means that you have to be cautious in your speech. We have to be cautious in what we say. We are not allowed to hurt others with sharp tongue. Sharp tongue is used by someone who's penniless, who's bankrupt. But someone who has intelligence, someone who God has given him aql, reason and intellect and manners, akhlaq, would not use sharp tongue to hurt others. Be careful in what you say. All these things are registered and recorded. Inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ad kullu ulaika kana 'anhu mas'ul. Sometimes we say things and we walk away and we forget. But it is recorded there. It is recorded. It is not erased. Inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ad kullu ulaika kana 'anhu mas'ul. So lower your voice. And lowering voice also a sign of a humility, of reflection, of being moderate. In Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, Allah says, when the Prophet speaks, listen to him. Lower your voice before the Prophet. Do not raise your voice. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those part of the companions who were around the Prophet and they respected him, because this means that many disrespected him. They did not lower their voice before the Prophet. What does that mean? It's a metaphor. It means that they gave their own opinion against the opinion of the Prophet. Al-ijtihad muqabil an-nass. The Prophet is saying, this is what God is telling you. The guy says, no. My mind and my desire says otherwise. They do not lower their voice. They don't curb their voice. So those who lower their voice, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. Those have been tested by God for reverence. Those are pious who listen to the Prophet. And they do not defy him. They lower their voice. We have to learn this character. Children, when they speak to their parents, they have to lower their voice. Spouses, when they speak to each other, when the husband speaks to his wife, when the wife speaks to her husband, they have to lower their voice. The family, it's not a battlefield for race and for competition and for winning. The family is a foundation of mercy and forgiveness and love and care. Every bit of your care, every bit of love you have to use it in your family, with your spouse, with your children. وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشِّكْ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Truly, the vilest, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ. The vilest of the voices are those of donkeys. Allah is not doing disrespect to the donkey here. No. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Allah, this is a metaphor. God is saying that sometimes donkeys, they produce voices and sounds without reflection, without understanding. Don't be like them. You voice yourself, you scream, or even you say something without reflection and understanding. Don't be like animals. Put your brain before your mouth. Don't be like animals. Animals, they put their mouth before their brains, if they have brains. But insan is exactly the opposite. We put our brain first. We put our heart first. Before we say anything, before we hurt people, before we judge, we put the brain first. إن أنكر الأصوات وصوت الحمير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
أحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وعترته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. In this past week there were many events that took place that deserve some reflection. First, it was on Saturday was the Women's March, and I was one of the participants in this march with my family. And despite, you know, some comments that I have that I, you know, reserve them for myself, things that I wish did not happen. But overall, it was a reaffirmation that as long as the majority of the American people, they believe in democracy, they believe in diversity, they believe in respect for all Americans and all humans, not just Americans, and they appreciate this multiplicity and diversity of this country and the freedom and dignity for all, then we're going to be safe. We should not worry about the future of this country. And that was proven on Saturday. Many big and small cities, women, men, children, white, black, Latinos, Muslims, others, they took to the streets with one voice to say that we stand against bigotry and ignorance and racism in this country. And we want to protect and preserve our democracy. And it was a source of a pride for us to be part of them and to feel that I'm also an American citizen. My wife was telling me when we were heading back home that this is the first time in my life in America that people welcome us, we the muhajjabat, we who observe hijab, with a smile and respect. And they welcome us. This is the first time in my life. Of course, these marches and activities has to continue so it can bear fruits. It should not stop. It's not once a year or once in 10 years. It has to be followed up by actions, by firm actions by the people. People have to defend their civil rights and civil liberties and their dignity and freedom. Number two event that took place 2 days ago, it was the executive order by the new president limiting Muslim entry into the United States of America, intending to shut down travel from several Muslim countries like Iran, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and trying to restrict immigration and also refugees' admission to the United States of America.
I have a few comments, humble comments that I must make. Number one, I think this executive order and these measures taken by the new president would not make America stronger or healthier or safer or even more secure. I think it would make this current administration look more hypocritical. Because the study tells us in the news, it was in the news yesterday, that the immigration ban by this new president excludes countries, Muslim countries, where he has business ties with, like Saudi Arabia and the Emirates. So he's targeting countries that he does not deal with them. Either they don't have economy, like Yemen, which was devastated by their economy by Saudi Arabia with the help of the Americans and the Europeans, or Somalia or Sudan, which has, they don't even have food to eat, or with Iran and Iraq, that America does not have good ties with them. He does not have business there, business interests. So this is hypocrisy. These measures are definitely ineffective. They would not make us safer. Trust me. They wouldn't contribute to the security and the safety of the American people. When you ban people from Iran, from Iraq, from Syria, from Yemen, you are, Mr. President, rewarding the real criminals, the real terrorists, and criminalizing and punishing the innocent ones. This is what you are doing. And you are not going to protect your country against ISIS. If you want to protect America, then ask your administration to stop supporting ISIS. Your administration. And those who run after you, people like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey and other countries, who are helping, financing, assisting, promoting ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all those terrorist organizations. ISIS was not born in Iran. ISIS was born, we know where it was born. By what money? By what preaching? When Saudi clerics, they stand in the masajid, and they tell the young ones, those who are 14 and 15, if you want to go to paradise and dine with the Prophet and marry the wives there, this is the road. Go kill yourself in Syria. Go kill yourself in Iraq. Go inside this masjid, inside this marketplace, inside this school, inside this hospital, and kill this much people, and then you are with the Prophet the same night. You have to fight this. If you don't fight this, enjoy terrorism. You have to bear the results. You are responsible for that. So what is our duty here? When someone signs these executive orders without reflection, without taking into consideration the real interest of this country, the real interest, our duty is to keep working, is to keep struggling. We cannot afford to retreat and sit at home and shut the door and say, for the next 4 years, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. This is wrong. I heard many people before this man came to power. They said, we're going to leave America. This is not right. Leave America. America is your home. America is your land. You leave it for someone to destroy it more. You have to stand. I mentioned this last night here. Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. The good servants of God are those when they are afflicted with tyranny and oppression and dictatorship, they stand up. يَنْتَصِرُونَ. They defend themselves. They don't retreat. They don't run away. They stand there. Many of you, I know, you are not going to do what I'm going to tell you. I know that. If I tell you, contact your congressman, you are not going to do that. Call them, if you are not going to do that. Write to them, you are not going to do that. But at least one generation can do that. Those are your children. If you, as a father and as a mother, you find yourself any qualified, any prepared to do this, ask your children. You are feeding your children. You are supporting them. You are giving them education, food, shelter, gas, insurance. Tell your children. Ask your daughter. Ask your son. Tell them you are Americans. You have to be. We have to be engaged. The only solution. The only solution. I mentioned the story of Bani Israel last night here on this podium. When Musa went to Fir'aun, Fir'aun said to him, listen, Musa, I'm going to murder you. I'm not going to listen to you. What did he do? Did he go back home and said, I have to shut my door because he threatened me? Allah said to him, you have to work harder. Get your community, get them together. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. Build homes next to each other. And start to intensify your resistance. If you want me to listen to you, to your prayers, intensify your resistance. And then وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Then pray to me. I will help you. Don't pray to me, don't call upon me, if you don't organize yourself. If you don't get engaged politically and civically. We have to get engaged. It's over. The time that we sit silent and do nothing, this is wrong. This is forbidden. This is shameful. We have to get engaged. والله العلي العظيم. Sometimes that I go to places that I, deep inside me, I don't like to go to this place. I want to protect the Amama of Rasulullah. I'm a Sayyid, a descendant of the Prophet. But I have to go. I have to go. Not because I love to go, but I have to go. To protect ourselves. To get engaged. So they can hear my voice. So they can know who I am. What do I represent? I have to go. We have to get engaged. Then we pray to God. We get engaged. And then we say, Ilahi, I did my share, my humble share. I did it. تقبل مني. Accept that from me. And now it's your turn to help me. To stand by me. This is the way. This is the way. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله هي السفلى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنبه اللهم وحد كلمتنا وكلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. My brothers and sisters, this coming Sunday we are commemorating the 40th, the 40 of the departure of our dear uncle here, Haj Muhammad Rida Mateen, the father of Hajj Diya and his brothers. So Sunday it's going to be from 3:30 to 5:30, ending with, where is Hajj Diya? Ending with Salat, inshallah, Salat al-Maghrib. So please try to make it. And also Thursday, is this coming Thursday, is the anniversary of the birthday of the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, Lady Zainab alayhi salatu wassalam. And we're going to celebrate her contribution and the contribution of Muslim women and how we empower them in our community, inshallah, this coming Thursday. So try to come, especially the Arab community, the Iraqi, the Lebanese, the Pakistani, all of you. We, alhamdulillah, we have the Iranians and the Afghanis are fixtures here, alhamdulillah. But we need the Arabs to come, inshallah, to get on board, to make one family. Togetherness is very important. And also we have one of our very dear friend who worked very hard at this Islamic center. She's a sister. She's in very critical condition in the hospital. So I asked you to join me now in reciting dua for her and for her recovery, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر
إذا دعاه يكشف السوء، أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه يكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية، المريضة المنظورة اللهم ألبسها ثوب الصحة والعافية، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.